Amen. We're live now. Right now. Okay, and in front of me is Tonya Cruz.
Do the wave.
Let me just treat that.
Okay, but we must say
Yeah, word! Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon. Welcome to the One Vote Kita. We're live from Commune Cafe here in Makati. Maraming tao dito, lalo sa upuan. Kasi konti ang upuan na. We're here to prepare for the May 13 elections. And we're going to share with you what we think should happen in the days ahead, especially on election day. Okay. What's next? My kids. Before we go to the precincts on May 13, we have a chance to, of course, make final choices. So for me, I will base my senatorial choices on certain issues. The most important issues for me are internet freedom, better internet, and taxes. So I will judge the candidates based on those three major issues. And I still have 10 slots to fill. So I've only chosen 2 candidates as of today. And they are, I won't say.
So I have 2.
You have 2.
Pero meron ako, party list. Party list ko nito simula sa letter D at number 7. On election day, dahil social media capital tayo, let's make the media coverage better. So gamitin natin yung ating mobile phones, yung ating mga Lumia, iPhone, Androids, para mag-cover ng election sa ating precinct at sa school kung nasan yung precinct. Bawal mag-campaign sa araw na yun, pero hindi bawal mag-cover. So huwag nilang kunin yung balota or huwag kayo magpapahuli sa election officer. Pero pwede kayong kumuha ng picture outside of the precinct. So kapag may nakakampanya, kapag may nakakampanya, nag-vote buying, o kung counting na, nagka-problema sa PICOS machine, or during the voting, nagka-problema sa PICOS machine, pwede nating teleport. And we have to use our hashtag, OneVote. That's it. So the next person, I'm Tonya Cruz, follow me on, at Tonya. Who's next?
JP. Hello, hi, I'm JP. And follow me, Mr. JP. Honestly, right now, I'm totally undecided. I have 0 people to vote for. So hopefully, during this process, hopefully sort of educate me at the same time. Until election day itself, to determine who should I be voting. Whether the process will be who not to vote for, or whom you can recommend me to vote for. Very open-minded, hopefully you can help choose the right people. That's the most important thing, because we need to get the right people in order to get the trickle-down effect of what good news of receiving it directly to the masses, the ones we see every day, the ones outside every day. The issues that I want to highlight, because of my interest in sports development, whether from the youth, and also for the school arts infrastructure, as well as, of course, better internet and hopefully we can work together with the use of social media, our phones, our old school, the text, and is just post it out somewhere on your website, wherever you want to show your how, what, and when, what's going on there. So just follow the hashtag and we can see with how we can use it.
Ngayon, nagkakaroon ng social media, may mga tutulong sa inyo. Yay! Andali lang po.
Wait, picture muna.
O, picture muna bago video. Ang ganda ng ano dito, framing eh. Ang ganda, diba?
Ayan.
Kumapag na daw ni Derek Dante.
Jules Mariano on Twitter. Well, my criteria for voting for my senator is very simple. I actually support senatorial candidates who have supported and have continuously openly supported responsible parents in the area, those who support internet freedom and including freedom of information. And those who don't, then I don't really vote for them. And I really think that everyone should really participate in this coming election and go out, vote for your candidates, and follow your conscience.
Wait. Maganda kasi training eh.
Maximize the dunya.
Ayun. Okay. Ganda eh. Okay.
I'm Carlos. At sisi manina pangyayari. Sa pagpili ng aking pagpili ng mga kandidato na iboboto sa Nathan po, isa sa mga criteria ko position nila ang labor issues. I support candidates who are supportive of the legislative wish increase. I support candidates who are for decent jobs. And I support candidates who are vocal against cybercrime law. Yun yung aking mga pamantayan sa pagboto. Ngayon, after na bumoto, hinikayat ko yung ating mga kapwa-botante na to be vigilant, especially yung errors na call automation natin. Ano? So, maging mapagbantay tayo sa balance switching, sa machine breakdowns, sa transmission failures, kasi as it appears, wala nga tayong source code. Walang source code review, and we cannot be assured na mabibilang yung ating voto. So the best we can do is to be vigilant about these reported cases of call automation errors. So yeah, let's be vigilant on May 13 that we can use one vote to report AAS code.
Yes. Right. Confirmation bias.
So, good afternoon. My name is Diego Rogracio. You can follow me at Gregster.com on Twitter. So, not going to tell you how to vote. I'm not going to tell you who to vote. But I'm going to tell you to check your biases first. Kasi minsan, I mean, ayaw natin i-boto yung mga ibang kandidato kasi ayaw natin sa pangalan nila, ayaw natin sa itsura nila, ayaw natin sa vision na suot nila. Kahit minsan medyo mababaw, pero nangyayari. So, yung mga ganung pag-iisip, isang tabi muna natin. Isipin natin kung ano yung makabuti para sa bansa, kung ano yung makabuti para sa dahil sa mga kabataan kasi sila yung akin ng mundo nito pagka wala na. Personally, my own basis for choosing would have to be first and foremost the RH law. We know several candidates have categorically stated that if they get voted in, they're going to try to get it repealed. So automatically, makana sila sa things like education, freedom of information, anti-cybercrime law, which we hope will eventually get either redrafted or repealed altogether. Other than that, again, going back to kung ano yung mabuti talaga sa bansa, not just what I prefer, but what I think or what most people would think that would be good for the nation. That's pretty much it. Thank you.
Yay! Aba, nakapila talaga. Galing ni Tonyo.
Good afternoon, Vanessa, Katie, and the finance administrator. First of all, as lagi sa kabataan party, first of all, we want to congratulate you, Tawag, kay Juanjo, for putting up this effort para i-kampanya pa rin yung Vanessa sa dalawang talaga. Sa pagpili ng kandidato, syempre, tinatawagan namin lahat ng mga kabataan na mamili base sa mga platforma ng mga kandidato. Ano ang kanilang platform for education, for employment, at ano ang kanilang opinion for internet freedom and internet rights. Sa kadalasan namin sa kabataan, we received various reports regarding violation of internet freedom at iba pang mga violation ng company for yung mga internet rights ng mga ano natin, mga consumers. So, bilang dyan, we filed out the campaign for various efforts regarding e-governance, regarding investigation on broadband services. And napagtagumpayan din natin yung cyber papalabas ng CRO, labas sa cyber crime. Ngayon talaga nakalala, maraming mga kandidato ang ginagamit ng social media to campaign. At pinatawagan natin siyempre lahat ng kabataan to engage our candidates. Ano yung paninindigan nila regarding sa cyber crime law? Are they against it? Or patuloy ba nila susunod ito sa susunod na kongreso? Ano yung paninindigan nila sa mga abusive company, sa mga slow internet connection, at iba pang mga karapatan? At sa darating din halala, syempre, malaki yung role ng kabataan para mag-engage, para sa at magbantay sa ating boto. At kailangan yung nabisin ng mga kabataan yung kanilang lakas, ang kanilang galing sa technology para mag-report ng mga dayaan sa halalan, mga consistency sa nagagawa ng profile. At tinatawagan natin yung kabataan to maging aktibo at bantayan yung boto.
Oh, hi, Ramon.
Thank you so much.
Ramon.
Good afternoon. I'm Munchi Toy. I am Ramon Rafa on Twitter. Right now, I only have five candidates in my short list. I'm still ruminating the next coming days. And basically, the issues that I'm looking at consist of heritage and arts and culture, environment, and the equitable distribution of wealth in the country. So I think with the technology available to us right now, it's really at our fingertips. We can do a lot during the election season, even before, in changing minds, in influencing people, and trying to rid the atmosphere of cynicism that seems to pervade people nowadays. Thank you.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Ed Lopez, Twitter Ed R. Lopez, and I'm one of the writers of Get Real Philippines. Anyway, we all have different values, so all I'm going to say is keep that word in mind, values. And just a hint on the evaluation of the different candidates is... I think the people who deserve your vote are people who use their intellect to appeal to your intellect and stand on their own achievements, and they don't worry about things like choreography or trying to look like somebody or trying to attach or piggyback their credibility on somebody else. And also, this audition period is very important because some people aren't even in. And that's how they're behaving, but more if they are in. So this your evaluation will be entirely up to you. Thank you. Hey,
Wyatt.
Ako naman si Wyatt, isang veterinaryo. Ang tinitingnan ko at pinagmumuni-munihan na yung batayan sa eleksyon na ito, yung somebody na involved sa or may panitigyan sa ating kultura at siguro sa ating pagkana. Salamat.
Wow, short and sweet.
Before we continue, sa last commercial, we call on everybody
online and your community, continue tweeting. Mag-tweet tayo ng ating tips for voters, tips for voting or making choices, and what we should do on election day. So, Neke, if you take that.
Vende, here. Hold it. Hold it.
Then service was not. Ah,
Pressure.
Sa advance ko sa Twitter. Sa palagay ko, bago po tayo pumili, ilang araw lang sa election. Pero meron pang mahalagang usapin na kailangan natin harapin. Kasi sa ngayon, nagkaka-problema pa ang mga issues sa source codes at ang PCOS. Ngayon po, nagpa-final testing yung sealing ng mga PCOS machines upang maraming mga aberye. At posible pa na pagdating ng eleksyon, hindi natin alam kung anong pwedeng pandaraya o malawak ang problema yung mangyari. Kaya sa palagay ko, may tungkulin pa po na mga tao at social media magbantay. Personally, medyo ang palagay ko parang hindi pa ganun katindi yung uproar saka yung concern na napapakita sa social media saka sa media in general tungkol dito sa possibility talaga ng large-scale massive cheating dito sa PCOS, dahil hindi natin alam kung ang binoto ba natin mabibilang dun sa kung sino yung binoto natin o sa iba. Hindi kagaya no, nakikita mo kung binilang o hindi. Ngayon, mukhang may peril po na hindi yan mabilang at kailangan nating bantayan yung nalalating mga proseso at yung mga suggestions po kung paano pa po pwedeng matiyak o masiguro na talagang mabibilang yung mga boto natin sa dalawin natin. Sana po maging pagbantay sa tayo sa mga susunod na bago tayo dumating sa actual election day. Siyempre, sa election day, mahalaga na engage natin ang mga kandidato batay sa kanilang meron tayong mga napag-ugian sa social media mga laban sa cybercrime law para sa internet freedom, para sa better internet at syempre, yung paggamit ng social media para sa kapakanan ng pagbabago sa napakapakanan ng mga yun naman po rin yung gusto natin pagpatuloy dito sa halal na ito, crucial at kahit matapos ang halal na kung paano nagiging boses tayo ng lalo na ng mga api ng mga walang boses sa social media, traditional media at ng sambayanan, mga nag-aalam ng pagkakalap. Ayan na. Kaka ba?
Okay. Yay! Sonny. Junet.
Okay, Junet. Ano, sabi ako titingin dito?
Yeah. Look at the camera. At the eye.
Ay, Junet Sonito. Dalawa lang sa main call. Bumoto kayo sa tingin nyo sa angkot para sa inyo. At siguro mahalaga o kasing halaga, bantayan natin yung mga naboto pagtapos na eleksyon.
Alright. And Sonny Santos.
Magandang hapon po at Sunny Santos at Sunny on Twitter. Bilang opinion lamang po, ano, huwag natin kalimutan na bumoto sa darating eleksyon. At para sa akin, simple lang po ang aking pamasayan kung paano pahiiksiin yung distribution of wealth sa Pilipinas yung sa mga usapin na sa kababaihan at sa online safety. Salamat po.
Lindbergh, QC.
Ang hapon po si Albert, Lindbergh QC po sa Twitter. Hindi ko lang po nasasabihin ko. Kung kanya ng sinto, kayong mag-ibibenta ang boto nyo. Hindi niyo yung tingin niya yung karapat dapat. In particular, sa Senado, yung mga nag-iisip naman at saka yung ipaguhan at mayroong karanasan sa legislation at policy. Part is, siyempre kailangan yung may TikTok talaga, hindi yung pagmamayari ng ilan, marami ng pera, nagkaw ng party list, etc. Sa lokal, mahirap po kasi magsabi kasi iba-iba. Kaya, kayo na nakakaalam kung ano yung, kung sino ang karapat-dapat doon. Siguro, siguro yun yung nakakapagbigay ng servisyo, yung totoong servisyo, health, education, social order. Yun lang po, may oppressing, pumunta po tayo. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Grace Nicolas. I'm nobody but Grace on Twitter. For me, ang iboboto ko is of course with a good track record. Right now, I only have two. And two last name, letter N. So both of them. So this coming election, let's vote. That's our human right. So let's go for it.
Yay.
Hello, my name is Kelly Garcia. Sabi ko lang, siguro dapat bilang mamamayan our responsibility to take part in this coming election in any which way we can. So, siguro una-una na yung pagpili ng tama mo ay buboto. It may sound cliche, pero talagang dapat suriin natin kung sino yung mga iaalan natin mga pinuno.
I'm Jane Uy Matiao, and on Twitter, I'm known as Philippine Beat. I'm a mother of four, and this is the first election where all my four kids will be voting. My youngest is voting for the first time. Si Tonyo biglang nagulat. I've already given out my voting criteria. Actually, I started with two. Dalawa lang talaga yung nasa isip ko for the longest time. And then over the days, nagdagdag ako, nagdagdag. So sa ngayon, I have 8. But I call it my consider list. It's not my final list. I think I will end up with much, much less than the 8 that I have right now. It's just that I want to look at the things that these 8 have done, what their backgrounds are, what their accomplishments have been. But in the final analysis, I think it will be a lot lower than that. There are many things which are dear to my heart. I've been involved with issues like the FOI, the anti-cybercrime law, and even Apple Watch, which Noemi and I, Mom Lover and I started. So, this coming election, I really want to look at issues and competence. At the same time, I am really looking carefully at the independence because I think it's time that we don't always see the same faces na parang nagra-round robin lang. I would like to look at the independence and see if any of them are worth voting into the Senate. One appeal that I would like to make now, aside from going out and voting, is this. Sandali lang po. All of us have something like this, which is a telephone, a mobile phone. This is our tool. As citizens of this country, all of us have the right not only to watch that our vote is actually cast properly, but that they are counted. And with the use of technology, nakita naman natin lahat tayo online sa Twitter, this is a very powerful tool that each of you will be able to use on election day. So make sure that you have your phone, your cameras with you, and go online, report any anomalies that you may find. Between now and election day, I also would like to ask all of you not just to go online, but go offline. Yung mga kasambahay nyo, pag sumakay kayo ng taxi, kausapin nyo yung mga taxi driver, yung mga nagwawali sa daan nyo, yung mga security guards sa offices ninyo, kausapin nyo lahat yan. Kasi karamihan sa kanila, hindi marunong bumoto. Or hindi nila alam kung sino yung bobotohin nila o paano sila pumili ng senador at kanilang mga local officials. So it is our responsibility to try to educate those who are not online, pero yung mga nangingit natin sa araw-araw. So yun lang po, let's try to bring our issues online, offline, para tumulong din tayo dun sa mga boboto, lalo na yung mga masa. Alam naman natin na kung sino ang ma-elect na yon, we will have to live with them for several years. And nakita niyo naman na some senators who were elected before, medyo sa tingin natin, hindi sana dapat naluglok sa posisyon. So this is our time to really elect the senators that we want, who will really work for us. And for this is a government that should be of the people, by the people, and for the people. And that's the reason why we, the people, really have to be active this election. Thank you. Thank you.
O, kunan siya with the Zoom niya.
Ay, huwag na. Ang gali. Ako ang kukuha. Ako na.
Selfie daw, selfie.
Ako ang kukuha.
Yes, selfie.
Paano naman kami dito?
Dali lang. Para na, hindi ko pa tayo ang panoramik. Na. Bali-bali pa, mayan na yan. So, ito pala. I remember 2010, ang hirap mag-cover kasi nalulubat eh. So, from one visit to another, magkukulat pa ako sa restaurant. Na-envision ko that time na sana that we have this, sana may mobile satellite na in my backpack, so in my backpack. And sana may charger that I can just plug in my cell phone. And now, we have after, you have mobile Wi-Fi, you have mobile power pack, so I think we can easily cover and see problems and report it faster than before. I will not mention anymore about the voting because I've written about it on blogwatch.ph. Ano ko is my experience in 2010. They look up to those eh, na bakit hindi tumunta na ang pick-up machine. So be ready with a phone number to call. And make sure it's not busy, no? Padaling po. At least now, Comelec, meron ng sumbong ko. Sumbong mo. Ano ko pala eh? One vote lang. When we were tweeting one vote in 2010, very fast and stream. I can't remember how fast it was. I think it was almost per second. So we can do the same. We can do the same for the 2013 election. In each one of us, that's why I'm trying to reach out to you in Mindanao. RJ here will be in summer. We have, I'm reaching out to the bloggers in Mindanao, in Visayas, and also Baguio. So we hope at least you have a mix of Luzon besides Mindanao. Because it's not possible to cover everything by that issue. We as citizens, advocates, we can easily report anything that might be a problem. For instance, how will vote buying be done with automated election? And someone says, baka may mag-watch, may watcher watching them put there. So I don't know. And so, another thing I also noticed, especially when we are, they know that we know a lot, they will always ask, sinong boboto nyo? Kaya, that's why I have this campaign, talk at least to two outside friends that you don't know or strangers that you don't know, and just tell them that the moment of the song is coming. And you know, they will listen talaga. Kasi, that's what we did in the reunion last night with my friends. They will ask, how will you vote? And then we just discuss, and then they will say, I'm voting for this person because I believe in this. That's all. And then, whatever we learned here, we have to bring it and share it the next week, all of us. That's why we're not interviewing any more candidates. No? And I'd like to thank the 10 senatorial candidates who took time to talk to us for 2 hours. That's no mean feat because it's 2 hours, like, really long. So, I want to thank first, Jack Enrile. Second was Cynthia Villar. Then we have June Magsaysay, Alan Cayetano, Edward Agador, Teddy Casino,
Risa
Ontiveros, Dick Huanco, I know there were 10 of them. We just had very limited time because before the campaign, we were not sure of the COMELEC. Our focus is EPAL Watch, and he didn't want to be EPAL. So that's why we were not able to cover a lot of candidates. But based on the network who covered us, who is covering the social media tracking, they told us that every time we had a live stream, the buzz on the elected candidate would go high. So we hope that we would also keep talking about it. Many people are watching. Many people are watching all the candidates on Twitter. And this is 2013, and I envision 2016. We're gonna be something.
Exciting.
We're a horse. So you know, we'll be coming on 2016, and it will be what's up. Anyway. So that's all. That's all I'm going to say. 2016 is a force to reckon with.
We can't vote.
We can't vote?
You can only
really apply. But you can share your what you want. If I were going to vote today, who would I vote?
I'm going to live stream.
Okay, this is everybody here. Wait, hold on. Okay.
Hello. Hey, my name is Paul Santos. I'm better known online as the Young Lawyer. In about a week's time, we'll be voting for our senators, representatives, local government officials. And I've been voting since May. And my advice would be take a look at the voters. Take a look at candidates' track record, take a look at his experience, and you can look at his record, it's all online, or most of it is online, try to research, there's no time to do it. I know there's no such thing as a wasted vote. Maybe some of your friends will say, don't vote for this guy. Vote for this guy because, you know, if you vote for, you know, this other guy, sayang naman yung boto mo. Vote for the winnable guy. No, that's incorrect. There's no such thing as a wasted vote. I think the last time I tweeted this was like in 2010. There's no such thing as a wasted vote. Vote for whom you think deserves your vote. There's no such thing as a wasted vote because the minute you vote for someone or anyone has a choice, and that's your choice. Don't be swayed by the bandwagon argument na, vote for candidate X because we vote for candidate Y, matatalo lang siya, sayang. No, that's incorrect. Whoever you vote for is your choice. just study the guy's track record, whether he's in business, in government, academia, compare his record with his opponents, and siguro, you know, give a little edge to the newcomers. I know you have a lot of guys running who claim that, you know, they have experience, but also give a chance to the guys who are new into this business, who want to shake things up. So again, choose the best voter who you think deserves that mark in your ballot. It's about to say, vote wisely, but I'm sure some smart aleck out there will say, oh, vote for this guy wisely. Choose the best guy who you think deserves your vote, and may the best, I wouldn't say vote, may the best candidate win, but well, I hope that you guys take the time. And I hope we all pick the candidates that we think deserve a place in our government. You see, these guys will represent us for the next 3 years, and we will have to live with this choice for at least another 3 years. With that, thank you and good evening.
Thank you. Ano kayong mangyayari?
Ikaw,
tapos ka na? Matapos na. So we can just stay here and we can all
talk. Oh, kaway-kaway lahat ng tao.
Wave!
Oh, kaway-kaway.
Slowly mo naman yun.
Slowly ah.
Hindi ko pa minumove.
Huwag mabili.
Parang wawawi yan ah.
Bigyan ng jacket, ayan o.
Bigyan ng jacket!
Jacket!
Kasama pa yung commune.
Salika.
Huwag daw mabilis.
Oh yeah, he has to pan.
Pagagalitan ako.
Wala tong starlight. And then we can turn it off.
And we can. There's still a pass. Hi, Paul.
Over there.
Hi, Boots. Hi, Limber.
Wait, hello, everyone. And we're going to
Selfie.
Alright. Nakatuwa talaga siya, no? Ang ganda ng pwesto, no? Ang ganda talaga. Pero, off-line na.